我们先有一点祷告。
Let's begin with a prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你把我们召聚在这里。
Well, we thank you for getting us here together.
你让我们在属灵的事上有学习。
That you cause us to be able to learn about spiritual things.
也让我们从学习里面去认识你的自己。
And from our learning that we can come to know you.
也经历你的自己。
And that we can experience yourself.
我们向你低头敬拜。
And we bow down and worship you.
因为从你拯救我们的时候开始。
Because from the time you saved us.
你就不住地让我们去追求更深的认识你。
You continue to cause us to pursue after you deeper.
但愿下午我们在这里一点点的交通可以把我们带进你的丰富。
May our fellowship this afternoon will bring us into your abundance.
一面用着你的话语来照明我们。
On one hand, using your words to enlighten us.
一面用着神儿女们在你面前的学习的经历来激励我们。
On the other hand, encourage us with the experiences of our brothers and sisters.
我们把这段时间仰望在你手里。
We give you this time.
你管理，你带领，你来供应。
May you govern and lead and supply for us.
我们将祷告仰望，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in our Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们下午这一个分组。
And this afternoon, our workshop here.
这一组是。读经的生活。
This is about the life of studying the Bible.
我们从读经的生活这几个字上面来留意。
And we will pay attention to these words, the life of studying the Bible.
就不是说怎么去读圣经。
It's not about how to read the Bible.
而是怎么来建立我们在读经的事情上面来认识。来经历神的自己。
But it's through studying the Bible that how we can know and experience God.
因此在这三个下午的安排的里头。
So for the arrangement of these three afternoons.
我会先和弟兄姊妹们稍微交通一点原则性的内容。
And I will first share with brothers and sisters about the principles.
然后就会有一些弟兄们他们来交通他们怎么在读经的事情上面的追求和建立。
And also there be some brothers who will share about the pursuit in the studying the Bible.
我们盼望一面从主自己的话语上面来提醒我们关于读经这一件事情。
On one hand, we would like to use howGod using studying the Bible to remind us how to do it.
一面也借着弟兄们的学习来让我们有一点鼓励。
And also through the learning of the brothers that we can be encouraged.
让我们在读经这一个属灵的学习这一方面可以好好的来跟上。神在我们身上的安排。
So in this aspect of spiritual learning, studying the Bible, that we can learn how to follow God.
我想我们先来看一点点经文。
Let's begin with reading some verses.
我们看提摩太后书第三章。
Let's read 2 Timothy chapter 3.
这些经文都是弟兄姊妹们很熟悉的了。
And these verses are very familiar by brothers and sisters.
不过我们从很熟悉的经文的里面去看神怎么给我们一个更完整的、更细的一个引领。
But from these familiar verses, we will want to see how God wants to lead us in a very detailed way.
我们只是念几节。
We only read a few verses.
就是十五节到末了。
It's starting from verse 15 on.
并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、督责、使人归正。 教导人学义都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
And how from infancy you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
这一段话是圣灵用着保罗来提醒提摩太的一点点话。
The Holy Spirit uses Paul to, through these words to remind Timothy.
这一段话主题就让我们接触到圣经。
The theme of these words are to for us to touch upon the Bible.
我们在这里看到保罗给提摩太做了一个见证。
Here we can see Paul has become a testimony for Timothy.
指出了提摩太从小就明白圣经。
It points out that Timothy from infancy that he has known the scriptures.
他从小就明白圣经。
From he was a child that he knows the scriptures.
那这个当然我们就可以想象得到。
And we can imagine.
是他的长辈带着他在很小的时候就去认识神。
That he was led by the older generations to know God.
我们从前书里头晓得他的长辈就是他的祖母。和他的母亲。
From the first Timothy, we can know that the older generations referring to his mother and his grandmother.
他的祖母跟他的母亲，在他很小的时候就把他领到神的面前。
That his mother and his grandmother, from he when he was very young, they led him to before God.
怎么领到他到神的面前呢
？And how did they lead him to come before God?
虽然这里没有很明细的。来说出
Even though it doesn't tell us very clearly here.
但是我们绝对有把握地相信。
But we can be pretty sure.
他祖母跟母亲是常常和他一同读圣经。
That his mother and his grandmother, they often read the Bible with him.
因此提摩太从小就明白圣经。
So Timothy, from when he was very young, that he understood the Bible.
那现在就带来一个问题。
Now there's another issue here.
我们为什么要读圣经呢？
Why do we need to read the Bible?
读圣经的目的是在什么地方呢？
And what is the purpose of studying the Bible?
好像基督徒一信主的时候开始，带领的弟兄或是姊妹都告诉我们说，开始要好好的读神的话。
When someone first become a Christian, the brothers and sisters will encourage them to read, or to study the Bible well.
那么读神的话只是一个宗教的内容呢，还是一个超越所谓宗教的这个范围里头的一些实际的需要？
Is reading the Bible just a spiritual content, or does it transcend it, and is a reality, a real need for us?
当然我们弟兄姊妹们，如果我们得救这一方面是清楚的。
And brothers and sisters, if we know our salvation for sure,
我们都晓得我们所相信的不是一个宗教。
And we know that what we believe in is not a religion.
因为我们所相信的乃是叫我们接受了一个神儿子的生命。
Because what we believe in is that we have received the life of the Son of God.
那从既然我们是接受一个神儿子的生命。
Since we have received the life of the Son of God.
这一个生命就证实了我们和神中间那个关系是调整正常了。
And this life has testified that the relationship between God and us is normal.
我们可以称为神的儿女。
That we can be called the children of God.
我们是神家里的人。
And we become the household of God.
那么我们既然是神家里的人。
And since we are in the household of God.
又称为神的儿女。
That we are called the children of God.
那么在我们身上我们就有一个要求。
Then that's a requirement in us.
要求我们去明白家里的事。
It requires us to understand what's going on in the household.
也就是说，要明白神的事。
Which is to understand matter of God.
明白神要做什么。
to understand what God wants to do.
要明白神和我们的关系。
And to understand the relationship between God and us.
要明白神要在我们身上要显明什么。
And to understand what God wished to manifest upon us.
那这是一方面。
And this is one aspect.
另外的一方面呢？
On the other hand,
我想是弟兄姊妹们是比较熟悉一点的。
That brothers and sisters may be more familiar with it.
我们就说我们信了主。
We say that we have believed in the Lord.
我们是有主生命的人。
That we have the life of the Lord.
既然我们所接受的是一个生命。
Since we have received this life.
那生命有一个自然的要求。
And that's a natural requirement of the life.
那个要求就是要长大。
The requirement is that it will grow.
如果不长大的就不叫做生命。
If it doesn't grow, then it is not a life.
如果是一个生命的话，它一定会长大，一直到成熟。
And if it is a life, it will grow until it matures.
但是你要长大，要成熟。
But in order to grow and mature,
你必须要让它在长大的过程的里头有供应。
That you have to supply it during the process of growing.
你叫它所需要的都得饱足。
So all the needs will be fulfilled.
你不是叫它在那里好像常常在一个饥饿的光景。
So you would not let it to be under a condition that is constantly in hunger.
如果常常在一个饥饿，常常在一种营养不良的光景里头。
If it's always in hunger and it's malnourished.
那长大就很受限制。
Then there would be a great limit to its growth.
就不虽然不，它勉强能维持活着。
Even though it can barely live.
但是活得很受用。
But it's very, very weak.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
他不但是拯救了我们。
Not only did He save us.
他不但是把生命赏赐给我们。
And not only did He give us His life.
并且他也不住的来供应我们生命上的需要。
But He continues to supply what we need in life.
那因此我们就来到读经的这一个方面了。
So now we'll come back to the topic of studying the Bible.
虽然读经不是唯一神给我们的供应的方法。
Even though studying the Bible is not the only way that God can supply us.
也不是唯一的神供应我们的属灵的内容。
And it's not the only content of a spiritual nourishment from God.
但是却是一个很重要的部分。
But this is a very important aspect.
那所以我们把它独立出来来留意，那我们怎么来建立我们读经的生活？
So we'll isolate it and pay attention to it and see how we can build up this life of studying the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，我们首先要领会。
We first need to take
那为什么我们要有读经的生活呢？
Why do we need a life of studying the Bible?
我不知道这样说是不是合宜。
I'm not sure if it's appropriate for me to say this.
但是我也觉得不能不说一说。
But I have to say it this way.
因为当我们每一个人才信主的时候，
Because when we first believe,
我们都接受一个教导，要读圣经。
That we all receive this teaching that we should study the Bible.
那个理由就是说，因为你是基督徒，所以你要读圣经。
The reason being that you are a Christian, so you should study the Bible.
当然，这个理由我们绝对可以接受的。
Of course, we can accept this reason.
就像我们每天一天吃三顿吧。
It's just like we eat three meals a day.
人家说你为什么一天要吃三顿呢？
And then people will ask, why would you need to eat three meals a day?
那因为我是人。
And I said, because I'm a human.
我是人，我就要吃了。
Because I'm a human being, therefore I need to eat.
如果不吃的话，我就死掉了。
If I don't eat, I will die.
所以那是很自然的。
So this is very natural.
我想，如果说我们做了基督徒，我们就要读经，那也是很自然的。
So after you become a Christian, you need to study the Bible, it's very natural.
但是我不能不和弟兄姊妹们说。
But I have to tell brothers and sisters.
这个是非常非常表面的。
This is only very superficial.
如果我们只是觉得因为我们做了基督徒，我们就要读经。
If you only think that because we are Christian, therefore we need to study the Bible.
我可以给弟兄姊妹一个保证。
Then I can guarantee this.
这个保证呢是根据许许多多神的儿女们的。那个经历出来的。
And this guarantee is based on many experience of many brothers and sisters.
你绝对不可能有读经的生活。
That absolutely you would not have a life of studying the Bible.
你只能有几天读经的热情。
You can only have have the enthusiasm of reading the Bible for a few days.
过了那几天的热情啊，你就慢慢的冷下去了。
After a few days, you will grow cold.
因为你觉得，哎呀，这些事情做起来就好烦呢。
Because you find it annoying to do this.
甚至你会有一个感觉浪费时间。
And even to a point that you think you're wasting your time.
再糟糕的就是你碰到读经里边开头有很多事情你都不明白的。
Even worse is when you first read the Bible, there are a lot of things that you would not understand.
那个不明白不是说你不懂它的意思，而是你觉得怎么可能有这样的事。
It's not that you don't understand the meaning, but you would think how could these be happening?
因为圣经里面说的好些事情不是我们物质的那个观念里面所能领会的过来的。
Because there are many things in the Bible cannot be understood by our material mind.
所以我们才得救的时候，我们会有一阵子的热情。
So when we first believe, we have some enthusiasm.
但是过了一段时间
，But after a while,
这个热情就冷却了。
And this will grow cold.
但是过了一阵子
，And then after another while,
你又觉得
，And you will find it.
我是基督徒。
That I am a Christian.
我不读经，说得过去吗？
If I don't read the Bible, would that be okay?
好了，又拿起心肝来说，再从头开始。
And then you will once again want to start again.
不错，这个从头开始总是一件好事。
And this is a good thing that you start again.
但是你又重蹈覆辙了。
But then you will repeat the same story.
过了这样的一个激动啊，也过了不几天又下去了。
And this excitement will only last for a few days.
那因此弟兄姊妹，当我们来碰到读经这个事实的时候
，And brothers and sisters, when we touch upon this matter of studying the Bible,
我们必须要留意
，That we have to pay attention.
那神把他的话语留下给我们。
That God has left us His words.
或者说，先说，神把我们拯救到救恩的里边。
Or we should say that God has saved us into His salvation.
那究竟神在我们身上要做一些什么事情呢？
And what does God want to do in us?
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
虽然我们承认，我们起初的时候是有许许多多的。不了解。
Even though we acknowledge that in the beginning we have a lot of things that we don't understand.
我们说很坦白的话。
And very frankly,
没有一个人是例外的。
There's no exception.
我们才信主的时候。
When we first believe.
我们对信主这一件事情。
That this matter of believing in the Lord.
我们总没有办法脱得出那个宗教的那种心思。
That we cannot leave the mindset of a religious mindset.
那你说要我现在要有一个这样的宗教。
And we say that we have this religion now.
干什么呢？
And what for?
别的宗教就是说，哎呀，你上他求福。
Other religions, you're seeking blessings.
基督教来说呢？
For Christianity.
那就说了更具体一点。
To put it more concretely.
你不至灭亡，反得永生。
That you will not perish, but have everlasting life.
你如果没有得着神那个救恩的话。
If you don't have God's salvation,
那么我们那个结局就是永远的灭亡。
Then our ending is eternal damnation.
光是这一点就已经很不简单了。
And this is not a small matter.
那所以我们起初信主的时候，我们多多少少是带着一点宗教的情绪的。
So in the very beginning, when we first believed in the Lord, we have this religious mindset.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
他既然不是把一个宗教赏赐给我们。
Since he's not giving us a religion.
他是把一个生命的恩典赏赐给我们。
He's giving this grace of life to us.
或者进一步说。
Or to be more deep.
他是把他一个荣耀的旨意赏赐给我们。
He's giving us this glorious will.
那所以他就慢慢慢慢带我们脱出那些宗教的情绪了。
So gradually, he will take us away from this religious mindset.
或者说是脱出那个宗教的认识了。
Or this religious understanding.
我们就发觉了。
And then we'll find out.
原来神在救恩里面给我们所安排的，是我们从来没有想过的。
In God's salvation, what he has arranged for us is beyond what we could understand.
怎么会没有想过呢？
And how come it's beyond our imagination?
我们信主的时候不是说不至灭亡反得永生吗？
So when we believe, isn't it that we would not perish but have everlasting life.
进一步来说，就我们也成了神的儿女吗？
To go a step further, that we have become children of God.
对，
it's correct.
当我们能从不知灭亡反的永生，进一步到认识我们成了神的儿女。
When we go from not being perished but have everlasting life into the knowledge of that we are children of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很大的进步啊。
And this is a great progress, brothers and sisters.
因为我们看到，领会到我们和神中间的关系发生了一个很不简单的变化了。
Because we could understand there's a great change in the relationship between God and us.
从前我们 是罪人等候神定罪的。
Before we were sinners waiting for condemnation.
现在不再是罪人了。
Now that we are no longer sinners.
现在是成了神的儿女了。
That we've become children of God.
成了神家里的人了。
Become the members of God's household.
如果弟兄姊妹早上你进来早能参加第一个聚会的。
Then if brothers and sisters were here for the morning section.
你还记得我们的弟兄在那里说了。
That you remember what our brother said.
上神可以。
That we can ask of God.
为什么你可以求呢?
And how come you can ask of God?
为什么其他的人家求也没路呢?
How come the other people, they do not even have a way to ask?
一个很简单的事情就是,
Very simply put,
因为你成了家里人了,
because you have become the member of the household and become the sons of God.
儿子来到父亲的面前,
when the sons come before the Father,
你是可以很坦然地向他有所求的,
that you can freely ask.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个已经是一个很大的进步。
This is a great process.
但是感谢我们的主。
But thank our Lord.
主并不叫我们停在哪里。The
Lord did not want us to stop there.
他还继续带我们往前行。And
He continued to lead us forward.
让我们看到。And
let us see.
在他的救恩的里边。Within
His salvation.
他是把我们带进他一个很伟大、很荣耀的计划的里头。That
He is bringing us into His very grand and glorious salvation.
这个伟大、这个荣耀是什么呢?
And what is it that's so great and glorious?
这个我们不能不来温习神造人的目的的。Then
we have to review the purpose of God creating man.
虽然很多人都很忽略神造人的目的。Even
though many have neglected the purpose of God creating man.
当然了，很多。 很多那个实际的情形，跟他们就根本不佩服神造人的这个事实。Because
a lot of times they do not even agree with what happens when God created man.
但是我们感谢主。But
we thank the Lord.
我们是认识神的人。We
are those who know the Lord.
我们对神所做的事情，我们要寻求明白。That
we need to pursue and understand what God has done.
而我们不单是承认。 我们的源头是从神那里开始。
No, not only do we have to acknowledge our origin is from God.
并且我们很清楚地晓得神造人是有他的目的的。
But we also know that God has a purpose when He creates man.
神造人的那个目的是连带影响到整本圣经的内容的。
And the purpose of creating man has a lot to do and affect the whole Bible. I'm not sure how many brothers and sisters understand this.
你说整本圣经所说的都是和神造人的那个目的发生关系的吗?
And you might ask, the whole Bible, the content of the Bible has to do with the purpose of God creating man?
当你真的读到神的话里头去的时候,
But if you truly read into God's words,
你就很清楚地看到这件事,
then you will see this very clearly.
如果没有神造人的那一件事, 就没有圣经里面所说的这许许多多的事。
Because without the God creating man, there would be nothing that can be recorded in the Bible.
换一句话来说,
In other words,
圣经里面所说的所有的事情, 都和神起初造人的那个目的有直接的关系。
All that's talked about in the Bible has to do with the purpose of God creating men.
那么神造为什么造人呢?
And why does God create man?
我们不是现在不是读创世纪了。
Then now we're not studying the book of Genesis.
我们是因为读经而引回那个问题了。
But because we're trying to study the Bible that we're going to that question.
所以我们只是归纳起来说。
So we'll just summarize it.
那神造人的目的。
The purpose of God creating man
乃是要借着人来彰显他的荣耀,
was to have man manifest his glory.
乃是要借着人来显明他的权柄,
is to for man to manifest his authority.
简单的来说就是说, 人就是在那里 发表神的荣耀和权柄。
In other words, man is there to reveal God's glory and his authority.
说得更准、更清楚一点。
To put it more clearly,
神造人是要借着被造的人在那里彰显他的自己。
God created man is to use the created man to reveal his himself.
因为我们晓得。
Because we know.
在人被造以前。
Before man was created.
那在这个属灵的世界的里头发生了。一个好大的事情。
That's a great matter that happened in the spiritual world.
那是撒旦的堕落。
Which is the fall of Satan.
因为撒旦的堕落就造成宇宙的里边一种气氛。
Because of the fall of the Satan that creates an atmosphere in the universe.
或者说是一个实际的光景。
Or this fact here.
不承认，不接受神的地位。
Not acknowledging or not accepting God's position.
不承认神是万有的主。
Not acknowledging God is the Lord of all.
那是因着这样的一个原因。
And because of this reason,
神造人出来，来显明神是万有的源头。
God created man to manifest He is the origin of all.
神是万有的那个结局。
And he is the ending of all.
那所以当人被造出来的时候，
So when man was created,
神是交托人好大的一个属灵的责任的。
That God has entrusted a great spiritual responsibility to man.
所以弟兄姊妹，你读创世纪第一章的时候呢？
So when brothers and sisters, when you read Genesis chapter
1, 你很清楚地看见，
you can see very clearly,
神造各种各样的事物，那就是随着神自己的意思去造。
That God has created many things according to His will.
但是等到造人的时候呢？
But when it comes to creating man,
他就很明确地在那里宣告。
Very clearly, He proclaimed there.
他要照着他的形象和样式来造人。
That He created man in His own image.
那同时呢，又要把管理神所造的一切的权柄。
And also he entrusted the authority of governing over all things to man.
神的形象是说到神的荣耀。
God's image is about his glory.
神的权柄就说出神的能力。
And his authority is about his power.
神要把他的荣耀和权柄。
God wished to have his authority and his glory.
交托给人。
To give them to men.
让人去发表神。
So the man can express God.
那所以神当神造人的时候，
So when God created man,
神是把一个很重很重的责任交托给人。
That God has entrusted this great responsibility to man.
我们也可以说是把一个很荣耀的责任交托给人。
Or we can say this is a very glorious responsibility to man.
那么人的堕落，
So the because of the fall of the man,
神就为人预备救恩。
That God has prepared salvation for
men. 那救恩的目的是什么呢？
So what is the purpose of the salvation, brothers and sisters?
我们起初的领会就是不至灭亡，反得永生。
Our original understanding was that we would not perish but have everlasting life.
当然这个是对的。
Of course this is correct.
但是这个是开始。
But this is only the beginning.
我们接受神的拯救的人不能永远停留在那个开始。
We who have been saved by God, we cannot always stop at the beginning.
所以神就把我们带领一步一步的成长。
So God continues to lead us, to guide us to grow step by step.
那为什么要成长呢？
And why do we need to grow?
乃是要叫我们长成到一个地步，可以重新恢复神起初所交托给我们的责任。
So that we can grow to a point that we can restore the purpose of God originally why he created men.
我们是在感谢我们的神。
We truly thank our God.
那因此现在我们就碰到这个读经的问题来了。
So now we'll come back to the issue of reading the Bible.
那既然我们从神那里接受一个这样荣耀的伟大的一个属灵的责任。
Since we have received this glorious and great responsibility from God,
要把神的荣耀来彰显。
And that we will reveal His glory.
要把神的丰富来彰显。
And to reveal His abundance.
要把神的能力来彰显。
And that His ability to be revealed.
那 神就必须先带领我们去经历他自己的荣耀。
Then God has to lead us so that we can experience His glory.
也带领我们去经历他的丰富。
That we can experience His abundance.
也带领我们去经历他的能力。
And to experience His ability.
那神的荣耀是怎样的呢？
So what is God's glory?
神的权柄、神的丰富又是怎样的呢？
And what about His authority and His abundance?
那这对我们来说，我们是一无所知的。
For us, we don't know anything about them.
但是如果我们不知道的话，
But if we don't know about
them, 你怎么去经历他的荣耀、丰富、权柄和能力呢？
How could we experience His glory, abundance, and authority?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神亲自来向人说话。
God speak to men directly.
而把他的自己向我们来解说。
That He explains Himself to us.
而把他要做的工来向我们解说。
And He reveal His works.
而不单是解说。
And not only does He explain it.
也让我们去照着他所说的去经历他的真实。
So that we can experience how real He is according to what He says.
那这样我们就碰到那个读经的这一件事情上面一个很重要的点了。
Now we come across to a very important point of studying the Bible.
前两个礼拜
，two weeks ago，
我们知道在英国一个地方叫做南安普顿有一个老年的弟兄。
So we know in England, in Southampton, there's an older brother.
他已经八十几，快九十岁了。
He's almost 90 years old.
他突然就身体不舒服。
And all of a sudden, he fell ill.
那么就进到医院了。
And he went to hospital.
他进到医院了以后。
And after he went into the hospital.
在三天里头，医生两次宣告，大概他也只有几个小时的。
Within a period of 3 days, the doctor has proclaimed twice that he could only live for a few hours.
当然我们这个弟兄信主的年日并不是很长久。
And this brother had not believed in the Lord for a long time.
大概是三年到五年。
It's between 3 to 5 years.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我们这个弟兄呢，他虽然信主的年日不是那么长久。
Even though our brother had not believed in the Lord for a long time,
但是他经历了主好大的工作为。
But he had experienced the great works of God.
当弟兄姊妹们去到医院去看他的时候，
When brothers and sisters visited him in the hospital,
人是很弱。
He was very weak.
但是精神蛮是那个神志还是蛮清楚。
But he was still alert.
他就跟弟兄姊妹们说，
and he told the brothers and sisters,
他说他好恨自己信主信得太晚。
That he felt so bad for himself that because he believed in the Lord so late.
因为他就是几年前才信主嘛，那已经是老人家了。
Because he's already an elderly and only believed in the Lord for a few years.
所以他说我过去失去了很多的时间去认识主。
So he said he has lost a lot of time to know the Lord.
但是他在病床上面，虽然医生已经宣告了，他大概今天半夜就结束了。
But even though the doctor has proclaimed that he might pass in the middle of the night that night.
另外的一次啊，医生已经征求他家人的意见，是不是把他那个维生的那些设备来拔掉。
And another time, the doctor seek the consent of the family to take away the life support.
当然他还蛮清醒。
But he was still alert at that time.
他就说他不介意就这样去见主。
He said that he didn't mind that he would just go see the Lord.
但是如果你征求他要不要拔掉那些，他说我自己不敢做主。
But if you ask him if he wants to take away the life support, he said, I cannot be in charge of this.
他说你让我在主面前祷告一下。
And he asked that he will have some time to pray before the Lord.
很有意思。
It's very interesting.
这个老弟兄昨天他就挂个电话来给我。
Yesterday, this elderly brother called me.
他说我当时就在那里默默地在祷告。
And he said that he was praying silently there.
哎，主好像在他里面说。
It's as if the Lord said to him,
我还不是这个时候把你接走。
This is not the time for me to receive you yet.
结果他就说。
So he said,
我还不能死。
That I cannot die.
当然医生就觉得他在里面说。
But of course, the doctor didn't think he was making sense. But thank God. Yesterday, he called me. He said that I have returned home. That I'm feeling really well. He has returned home for several days, and the last Sunday, some brothers and sisters took him to church in a wheelchair, and he was giving a testimony.
给我那个印象很深的是一件什么事呢？
And what left me a deep impression was that
是我们的弟兄说，我还没有把圣经读好，我对神的事情认识不太清楚，我就这样去见主，我真的是不甘心。
Is that our brother said that I have not studied the Bible well, that I'm still not clear about the matters of God, and I should not be just leaving and going to see the Lord now.
那弟为什么弟那个老弟兄会有这个想法呢？
And why would this elderly brother have this thinking?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为领他信主的那一批弟兄们。
Because those brothers who led him to the Lord,
他们很快就把他们就把他带到去认识神的永远的旨意。
Very soon after he believed that, they led him to understand the will of God, eternal will of God.
你知道神那永远的旨意的时候。
So since he understood the eternal will of God,
他里头那个爱慕就非常非常的热烈。
That his desire was very, very, has a lot of desire for God.
我每次到英国去的时候，我看到这个弟兄，我自己很受安慰。
Every time when I go to UK to see this brother, that I'm very comforted.
特别是昨天他在电话里跟我说几句话，我跟他在电话里面都笑起来。
And especially because he called me yesterday and we were laughing while we were talking on the phone.
他说，医生说我快要死的时候。
When the doctor told me that I was about to die,
我里面不好平静啊。
That I was very calm within.
我没有看见那个牛头马面来邀请我。
I didn't see the face of the devil.
我感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
我们的弟兄就是这样很单纯的活在神面前。
The brother is living such a simple, pure life before God.
但是他觉得他不能在这个时候离开。
And he thought that he could not just leave at this time. Because he still did not understand the matter of God.
我想这个老弟兄的那种光景正好给我们来有一个很深的勉励。
And I think the condition of this brother can give us a deep encouragement.
因为现在医生没有宣告我们还有多少年日。
Because now the doctors have not told us how many days we have left.
因为我们现在都不是躺在医院里。
Because now we are not in the hospital.
我们是来到这山上。
Now we are here.
那最低限度来说，我们还有相当的年日。
At the very least, we can say we still have some years.
那在这个相当的年日的里头。
But these years that we have left.
那我们怎么来去追求更深的认识我们的主呢？
How can we pursue after knowing our Lord more?
我们实在感谢神。
We thank God.
他把时间留给我们。
That he still saved time for us.
不是叫我们说，哎呀，这个地上有很多新奇的事情要发生。
Not that for us to find out different things that's happening on earth.
你要活得久一点，去领会。
That you need to live longer to understand all these things.
绝对不是这个。
It's not like this.
如果你真是要说要去领会一些新奇的事物，
If you want to understand some strange and new things,
当然你从另一方面去了解也是有点意思的。
It is rather interesting if you want to understand
this. 因为现在你不是看到很多自然界里面发生好多好多的状况吗？
Brothers and sisters, can't you see around us there are a lot of natural phenomena happening?
这里又说地震，那里又说海啸。这几天我们跟香港、跟台湾、跟大陆那一边的那个电讯都没办法接通。
And then there's earthquake, there's tsunami, and then we cannot even communicate with people in Hong Kong or Taiwan and China.
这都是许多的新事。
And these are all new things.
弟兄姊妹们，当你看到这些事情的时候，
But brothers and sisters, when you see these things,
如果你对主的事情有一点的领会和了解，
If you have some understanding about the matters of God,
你会发觉，
Then you'll find out,
是不是主说要发生的事情，现在就是那个时候呢？
Is it the time for those things that the Lord said that will happen? Is it the time for them to happen?
如果我们没有神自己的话语，
If we don't have the words of God,
我们不知道神的要做的是什么事，
And we don't know what God wants to do,
我们就觉得，哎呀，两极的冰山溶解跟我们有什么关系呢？
We'll think that the glaciers are melting on the North and South Pole, what does that have to do with us?
北极熊没有食物跟我们有什么相干？
The polar bears, they don't have any more food. What does it have to do with us?
我们觉得这个都是新新奇的事。
We think these are all new things.
但是如果我们对神的要做的事情有一点的领会，
But if we understand even a bit of what God wants to do,
我们对神在我们身上所定规的那些那个安排有一些的明白。
And if we understand the plans that God has for us,
我们实在能了解到一件事，
then we can understand this.
神一面是用着他的话来造就我们，
On one hand, God uses his words to edify us.
神一面也是用着他的话来叫我们去经历他自己，
He also uses words for us to experience him.
那因此弟兄姊妹们，我们回到我们读经的这个问题上面去。
So brothers and sisters, when we return to this matter of studying the Bible, that you could see,
在我们这些蒙恩的人的身上，
upon us who have received God's grace,
很自然的，
very naturally,
有两个要求。
There are two requirements.
这两个要求都是因为我们在救恩里这个事实所引发出来的。
And these two requirements are led by the fact that we are in the salvation.
当我们领会到救恩是怎么一回事的时候，
And when we understand what the salvation is about,
我们就首先就能掌握一件事。
Then we can first understand one matter.
我们是有主生命的人。
That we are the ones who have the life of the Lord.
这个生命是需要长大。
And this life needs to grow.
那生命长大是需要有供应的。
And for this life to grow, there needs to be supply.
那用什么去供应我们的生命呢？
So what can supply our lives?
那神的话是一个很重要的部分。
Then God's words is a very important aspect.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们都会有这些经历。
So brothers and sisters, we all have these experiences.
我们没有认识主以前，
before we believed in the Lord,
我们常常落在一种莫名其妙的一种苦闷的里面。
And sometimes we will come in under this condition that we feel very bothersome.
不管我们是年纪是很小还是很大，
Whether we are very young or we are very old,
我们常有一些莫名其妙的苦闷。
Sometimes we'll fall into this despair without knowing why.
你没办法找出那个苦闷的原因在哪里。
And you cannot find out what's the reason behind this.
就是苦闷。
And you just feel like you're in despair.
有人说，哎呀，你工作不顺利了，压力太重了，所以你就苦闷。
And some people say that because your work is not going well and you have too much pressure.
或者说，现在你的工作不稳定了，所以你就苦闷。
Or you don't have a stable work, that's why you're in despair.
当然你也可以说到许多的理由。
Of course, you can have many reasons.
你说你现在要寻求一些感情上面的满足了，但是你又找不到对象，所以就苦闷了。
Or you can say because you're seeking after some relationship, but you can't find a person.
各种各样的理由你都可以找出来。
And you can find all kinds of reasons.
但是有些时候你就发觉完全和你想出来的理由 不发生关系。
But you, sometimes you find that it has nothing to do with all those reasons that you come about with.
那苦闷就是苦闷。
That you just feel like you're in despair.
为什么苦闷呢？
And why is that?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
一个很根本的事实。
A very fact, a very basic fact.
我们和神中间如果没有正常的关系的话，我们没有办法不乐在苦闷里的。
If we don't have a normal relationship with the Lord, that we have to be in despair.
但是我们已经信主了，为什么还要苦闷呢？
But since we have already believed in the Lord, how come we still have this feeling?
弟兄姊妹们，我们不能不说。
Brothers and sisters, we have to say this.
我们的生命没有得着供应的话。
If our life is not supplied.
我们里面的那个生命要成长，但是它没有条件成长。
Our life within needs to grow, but there's no condition for it to grow.
它就苦闷了。
Then that will feel despair.
所以这是一个很实际的那个问题。
So this is a reality.
那因此在我们身上很自然的有一个要求。
So that's a very natural requirement within us.
我们要得到供应来叫我们的生命成长。
We need to have the supply so that our life can grow.
另外的一个事情。
Another matter.
也是因着这个生命在我们身上起了作用而引发的。
It's also caused by this life growing in us.
既然我们领会救恩，不单是我们和神的关系调整。
So since we understand that salvation is not only that we have the adjustment in the relationship between us and God.
也是神借着救恩要把我们这些在救恩里头的人来造就到一个地步，可以与他恢复他永远的计划来配搭。
And also through the salvation that God wished to revive the relationship with us so that we can go back to the original will of God.
因此我们就必须要知道神的自己和他要做的事。
So we must know God himself and what he wished to do.
用我们平常的话来说，但我们是认识神的旨意。
Using our words, which is to know God's will.
然后就根据神的旨意来跟随他。
And also to follow God according to his will.
但是你怎么能去认识神的旨意呢？
But how can you know the will of God?
如果神不向我们说话，我们就没有办法能了解神的旨意。
If God doesn't speak to us, then we cannot understand his will.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神老早就已经跟人说话了。
That God has spoken to man long time ago.
神说的话记录下来，就是我们现在手上这一本圣经。
And the words of God recorded in writing, which is our Bible.
虽然神是在好久好久以前说的话。
Even though these words are spoken long, long time ago.
弟兄姊妹们，当你一记得我们的神是称为从永远到永远的神。
But brothers and sisters, if you remember, God is the God of from eternity to eternity.
那时间的过去就没有改变神的性质。
And the passing of time will not change the nature of God.
也没有改变神的意思。
And also not the will of God would be changed.
所以神的话虽然是从前说出而记录下来，在今天仍然是那么的新鲜。
Even though the words of God were spoken before and was recorded, but today is still fresh.
我们仍然可以从神的话的里头来认识神要做什么。
We can still understand what's God doing in his words.
和他要怎么做他所做的。
Or how he wants to do what he wants to do.
这样我们就有了依据来跟随主。
Then we have a basis to follow the Lord.
我们也不会迷失方向而走迷了路。
And then we would not lose our direction and go astray.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那因此当神的儿女们在神的面前蒙恩一段日子。
So after the children of God has received his grace for a while,
我们不能不面对一件事情。
That we have to face this matter.
我们在读经的这一个生活上面要有一个好好的建立。
In our life of studying the Bible, it needs to be built up well.
弟兄姊妹，你留意这个话是说，不是说你有没有读经。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention. This is not to say whether you read the Bible.
而是说你怎么读经。
But it's to say how you read the Bible.
和你在读经的里头是怎么的来 与神中间进入交通。
And while you're reading the Bible, how do you enter into the fellowship with God?
所以这次我们来看读经生活的时候。
So this time when we are going into studying the life of studying the Bible.
我们的重点不在读经的方法。
Our focus is not the method of reading the Bible.
我们的重点是怎么进入那个读经的生活。
The focus is how to enter into this life of studying the Bible.
第一就是说你要不停止的有恒久的读经。
First is to read the Bible without ceasing.
其次你在读经的里头你怎么与神发生那一个紧密的交通。
And then while you're reading the Bible, how you can have this tight and close fellowship with God.
以致我们整个的人生活工作，我们都一直让神自己的话语来管理、来约束、来带领。
So that our whole person, our work can be governed, can be guided by the words of God.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
我想我们今天下午，我们先这样起一个头。
I think this afternoon we'll just have this beginning.
底下的时间我要请矿经法弟兄，我平常叫他英文名字，中文名字就叫不出来了，请他见证一下他怎么来学习这个读经的生活。
And now we ask our brother Gordon to come and share with us how he studied the Bible.
他会用广东话来讲来讲。
And I think our brother will speak in Cantonese.
我们的姊妹就用国语来翻。如果他翻不出来的时候，我来接替。
感谢主。
感谢主。
本来弟兄啊，希望我用国语嘅，但系为咗大家耳仔唔好难受。都是用广东话。
本来弟兄是想要我讲国语，但是我想免得大家的耳朵难受，所以我用广东话讲。
其实我亦都冇咩好嘅见证，同弟兄姐妹分享嘅。
其实我没有什么好的见证跟弟兄姐妹分享。
我只系将我一般嘅基督徒嘅生活，点样读经嘅经历，同大家分享下。
我只是想将我一般基督徒读经的生活跟弟兄姐妹分享一下。
数下手指咧，我信咗主都有廿几年啦。
我数一数，我已经信主已经有二十多年。
我记得系1983年啦，大概年中之后咧，我就开始接受主。
大概是1983年，年中以后，我接受了主。
我接受咗主之后咧，有一位好有爱心嘅弟兄送咗份礼物俾我。
我接受了主以后，有一位很有爱心的弟兄给我一份礼物，
就系一本 Bible，
就是一本圣经。
咁啊，其实当时咧，我信主嘅时候咧，我对于圣经咧一无所知嘅。
当时我接受圣经嘅时候，我对于圣经一无所知。
但系，既然弟兄咁有爱心送咗本 Bible 俾我，
不过既然弟兄这么有爱心送了一本圣经给我，
咁我就开始去翻下佢。
那我就翻翻看。
咁我又问过一啲嘅弟兄姊妹，究竟点样读？
然后我又问一些弟兄姐妹，我应该怎样去读？
咁啊，其中有个姊妹提议啦，你由马太福音开始啦。
有一位姐妹，她建议说从马太福音开始。
于是我就由新约马太福音开始读啦。
所以我就从新约的马太福音开始读。
开始读经的时候呢，其实我就不要说一知半解，是完全不知不解的。
开始读经的时候，不要说是一知半解，其实我一点都不懂。
但是感谢神。
但是感谢神。
当你一开始接触读下去的时候呢，
当我一开始接触读下去的时候，
越读就越有兴趣。
越读我就有兴趣，越有兴趣。
记得当时我的细蚊仔好细个，
当时我的孩子还小。
咁我夜晚咧，食完饭之后咧，我就闩埋门读经噶。
晚上我吃完饭以后，我就关了门就开始读经。
咁啊，多谢我姊妹咧，当时佢又要做家务啊，又要照顾啲小朋友。
感谢我的姐妹，她当时要做家务，也要照顾我的孩子。
我一闩埋门咧，就起码一个至两个钟头。
当我一关上门以后，我就起码是一两个钟头。
于是者咧，我就将呢本圣经咧，由头到尾新约读完之后就读旧约。
就这样的，我把整本圣经从新约读完以后就读旧约。
咁我就将大概一年左右时间咯，就将嗰本圣经咧就读咗一次啦。
我就大概花了一年的时间把圣经读完了一次。
当然里边我好多好多唔明白。
当然，里面我有很多不明白的地方。
但是我读咁多嘅书啊，
但是我读这么多的书，
唯一呢本书系读嚟读去都唔系完全明白嘅。
唯有这本书是读来读去也读不太明白的。
咁我又再读落去，
所以我又读下去。
所以翻嚟覆去，翻嚟覆去。
所以翻来覆去的。
咁啊，到到大概1986年左右。
大概到了1986年以后。
王弟兄咧就揾我交通。
王弟兄找我有些交通。
佢叫我负责广东话嘅查经。
他请我负责广东话的查经班。
系当堂吓得我惊。
当时候我吓了一跳。
因为我对于圣经其实都唔系咁熟嘅。
因为当时我对圣经不是很熟。
既然神有咁样安排。
不过既然神有这样的安排。
于是咧，我读经嘅方法咧就开始有啲嘅改变。
于是我读经的方法有一些的改变。
除了我自己灵修，即系一章一章咁读之外，
除了灵修，我一章一章的读。
咁我就有啲嘅系精读。
我还有精读。
又睇下啲属灵嘅参考书。
又看一些属灵的参考书。
又参加下星期二嗰个查经班。
又参加星期二的查经班。
渐渐咧，对于圣经咧开始有少少少少嘅明白。
渐渐的，我对圣经有一点点的明白。
于是者咧，咁我就将呢本圣经咧读过好多次。
就这样的，我把圣经读了很多遍。
当然读就系读。
当然我是这样读。
唔系完全记得嘅。
但是不是完全记得。
但系唔紧要。
但是没关系。
你将神嘅话藏喺心里边。
你将神的话藏在心里面。
虽然你以为自己唔记得。
虽然你以为自己不记得，
但是有一日，
但是有一天，
你有需要的时候，
有需要的时候，
神就向你说话，
神就向你说话。
其实我们的神是说话的神，
其实我们的神是说话的神。
我们的神已经将他的话写在这本圣经上，
我们的神已经将他的话写在圣经上面。
有一日，
有一天，
这些话会成为你的rhema，
这些话会成为你的rhema。
我不知道中文怎么说。我记得我有感觉圣灵向我说话的第一次。
我记得第一次我有感觉圣灵向我说话。
是在1985年。
是在1985年。
我去考入籍。
我去考入籍。
大家知道考入籍呢，对于一个新移民来讲是一件很难的事。
大家知道考入籍对于一个新移民是一件很难的事。
你要认识美国的历史。
你要认识美国的历史。
认识美国的政制。
美国的政治。
你如果随便问一个土生土长的美国人，他未必识的。
因为如果你随便问一个土生土长的美国人，他们也可能不知道。
当时我学习祷告的。
当时我就学习祷告。
啊，好奇妙。
很奇妙的。
神就俾咗两句说话我。
神就给我两句话。
我必不撇下你。
我必不撇下你。
也不丢弃你。
也不丢弃你。
你要刚强壮胆。
你要刚强壮胆。
作大丈夫。
做大丈夫。
诶，我有咗神嘅话。
当时我有了神的话。
于是我就，去考试。
于是我就去考试。
虽然考试开始嘅时候都惊嘅。
虽然起初的时候还是害怕。
但是答答考之后咧，里边就有咗平安了。
但是后来渐渐都有了平安。
结果一次就考咗啦。
结果一次我就考上了。
呢个系第一次圣灵向我讲话。
这是第一次圣灵向我说话。
所以大家唔好以为你读完之后唔记得。
所以大家不要以为你读完以后就会忘掉。
喺某种情况之下。
在某种情况以下。
圣灵会用神嘅话再向你说一次。
圣灵会用神的话再向你说一次。
有一次我有一个好失败嘅见证。
有一次我有一个很失败的见证。
亦都系圣灵藉着圣经嘅话嚟到提醒我。
也是圣灵借着圣经的话来提醒我。
亦都系好多年前嘅事。
也是很多年以前的事。
我喺聚会嘅地方都同弟兄姊妹有啲嘅交通过。
我在聚会的地方也有跟弟兄姐妹交通过。
当时咧我就买一部新车。
当时我买了一部新的车子。
大家都知道你买咗部新车咧就好紧张。
大家都知道买了一部新的车子你就会很紧张。
有一次我将个新嘅车泊喺个车房度。
有一次我把这部新的车子停在车房里面。
咁就去揾朋友饮早茶。
然后我去找朋友去喝茶。
翻嚟嘅时候。
回来的时候。
发觉我车门花咗。
发觉我的车门给。给弄花了，
那我就看看隔壁，
然后我看看隔壁，
他车一开门就刚刚撞在我那里，
原来是隔壁的车的车门撞到我的车门，
那我来看看那个位置是对的，
那我看来看去我看到那个位置是对的，
于是我很生
气，所以我就很生气，
我就拿出条锁匙，
那我就把钥匙拿出来，
我准备去他车里就划一下，
我就准备去把他的车也 弄花了，
当然这个是很失败，
当然这个是很失败，
好奇妙，
非常奇妙的，
好清楚的声音，
非常清楚的声音，
直情向我说话，
就是直接的向我说话，
生气，
生气，
却不要犯罪，
却不要犯罪，
啊，我当堂好开心，
我当时就很开心，
感谢主，
感谢主，
我将条锁匙带翻落袋，
我把钥匙放回袋中，
上车，
我就上车，
好开心，好喜乐。
好开心，好喜乐，
唱着诗歌就开车走了，
我一直唱诗歌就把车开走，
这些都是我一些的经历，
这些都是我的一些的经历，
当然读经正如刚才弟兄有说，有时有起有落，有起有落，
当然读经好像我们弟兄讲就是有起有乐，
有阵时呢自己都会有疏懒的时候，
有时候也会有懒惰的时候，
记得有一年呢，我在工作上是有啲嘅，有啲 decision 要 make 嘅。
有一年我有在工作上，我有些决定要做。
读经疏懒咗，
读经就变得懒惰了。
但系神冇放过我。
但是神没有放过我。
我记得喺零二年有一个晚上。
我记得在2002年的时候，一个晚上。
无缘无故嘅肚痛。
无缘无故的我肚子痛起来，
结果就入咗急症室，
结果就要到急症室去，
搞咗个零钟头又放翻我翻屋企，
弄了一个多小时，然后就让我回家，
结果又痛过，
结果又痛起来，
又入咗医院，
又再进医院，
呢次咧佢就唔放我走啦，
这次他没有要让我回家，
结果我留喺医院大概一个礼拜，
那我留在医院有一个多星期。
亦都唔知为咗咩事，
也不知道是为了什么原因，
又冇做手术，
也没有动手术，
又冇药食，
也没有药吃，
净系咁啊吊住嗰啲 IV，
只是吊盐水。
咁有咩做呢？
那有什么可以做呢？
你喺医院除咗食就瞓噶啦，
在医院除了吃就是睡。
咁但系你又唔瞓得咁多啊？
但是你又不能睡太多。
感谢神，
感谢神，
我就利用咗一段时间，
我就用了那段时间，
我将。有一段时间冇读经嘅，全部读翻晒。
我把那段时间没有读经的，现在全部我读回来。
结果喺嗰个礼拜之内，
结果在那个星期以内，
我读完咗大部分嘅旧约。
我读了大部分的旧约。
呢个都系我读经里边嘅一啲嘅经历。
这个就是我一些读经的经历。
好多年前我已经开始咗神更嗰个生活。
很多年以前我已经开始晨更的生活，
每日呢我早晨呢就大概5:50起身的了，
每天我大概5:50早上我就起来，
有时我姊妹就咁早起身嘈喘嘈喘巴闭，
有时候我的姐妹就会说你这么早起来吵死人，
咁我起身做啲乜嘢呢？
那我起来以后干什么呢？
梳洗之后呢我就是祷告和读经，
梳洗以后我就祷告跟读经，
咁过咗晨更之后，然后先准备上班。
然后过了晨更以后就准备上班。
感谢神，
感谢神。
呢啲时间系好蒙福嘅。
就是时间是很蒙福的。
因为早晨咧系一个好清醒嘅时间。
因为在早晨是一个很清醒的时间。
无论系读经同祷告。
无论是读经或者是祷告。
头脑都好非常的清晰嘅。
头脑是非常的清楚。
我哋除咗我自己读经嘅私人嘅读经之外咧，
除了我个人读经的时间，
我哋仲有家庭嘅查经。
我们还有家庭的查经。
我哋家庭嘅查经咧，大概开始咗有十多年噶啦。
我们家里的查经开始了已经有十多年。
我哋每逢星期六都有家庭嘅聚会。
每个星期六我们都有家庭的聚会。
最开始嘅时候咧，有好几家人一齐。
刚开始的时候有几家人在一起，
甚至有些细到咧系要爹哋妈咪抱住嚟嘅。
小孩有的小的要爸爸妈妈抱着来。
而家都好大个。
现在已经长大了。
有啲都要入 college 啦。
有些已经要进大学了。
后来因为有啲人嘅工作学业搬屋嘅缘故。
后来因为有工作学业搬家的缘故。
而家剩翻落嚟嘅。
现在剩下来的。
仲有两家人，
还有两家人，
我哋仍然喺主面前维持住星期六嘅聚会。
我们在主面前仍然维持着星期六的聚会。
这个聚会我哋都好蒙福。
这个聚会我觉得很蒙福。
我哋每个星期六都查一章嘅圣经。
每个星期六我们都读一章的圣经。
我哋都系顺住次序嘅。
我们都是顺序的。
然后我哋有交通。
然后我们有交通。
有祷告。
有祷告。
我哋发觉呢个聚会喺神面前好蒙恩。
我们发觉这个聚会在神面前很蒙恩。
所以我都好鼓励大家弟兄姊妹咧，除咗自己嘅灵修时间之外咧，
所以我很鼓励大家弟兄姐妹，除了自己晨更灵修的时间以外，
就能够有几个弟兄姊妹聚埋一齐，
能够有几个弟兄姐妹聚在一起，
按时按候嘅交通，
按时间的交通，
神是特别祝福的。
神是特别祝福的。
我记得早上弟兄曾经讲过。
记得早上弟兄这样讲过。
他不是追求什么最高的生活。
他不需要追求什么最高的生活。
是追求正常的基督徒生活。
需要追求正常的基督徒生活。
读经是正常的基督徒生活的一部分。
读经是正常基督徒生活的一部分。
刚才王弟兄都讲过，
刚才王弟兄讲过，
我哋属灵嘅生命要长进，
我们属灵的生命要长进，
我哋需要食嘢，
我们要吃东西，
我哋需要食神嘅话，
我们需要吃神的话。
早上弟兄都话过啦，你越对得嘅人耐咧，你就越似嗰个人噶啦。
早上弟兄说过，你越是对着一个人时间长了，你就越会像那个人。
我哋时时祷告话，我哋要磨成基督嘅形象。
我们常常祷告说，我们要磨成神儿子的形象。
读经都是方法之一。
读经也是方法之一。
因为唯有读经，我可以明白到神的心意。
因为唯有读经，我们才可以明白到神的心意。
虽然我在这二十几年里面没有什么很高的生活，很值得交通给弟兄姊妹知道的事情。
虽然在这二十多年来，我没有什么很高的生活可以交通出来给弟兄姐妹，
但是我能够在神面前维持了二十几年读经的习惯。
但是我能够在神面前维持了二十多年读经的习惯。
感谢神。
感谢神。
因为他的话是我脚前的灯。
因为他的话是我脚前的灯，
是我路上的光，
是我路上的光。
所以我都鼓励弟兄姊妹，
所以我鼓励弟兄姐妹
多一点的读经，
多一点的读经。
不明白不紧要，
不明白不要紧。
我除了读经就这样读之外，
除了我就这样 读经以外，
我相信弟兄姊妹都有一些同感。
我相信弟兄姐妹也有同感。
有些讲到历史的事实呢，是很难记的。
有一些说到历史事实的事情很难记得住，
譬如读到列王记历代志很难记的。
比如说读到列王记还有历代志是很难记的。
那我呢就有一个自己的方法。
那我有自己的方法。
我做笔记。
我做笔记。
我将列王记和历代志里面所发生的事情，我顺治次序做了一个 summary。
我将历代志、历皇记里面的事情顺序的做了一些笔记。
咁我就将呢个王 個名字做了幾多年的王，然後就傳俾邊個，喺中間發生咗啲咩事，中間有啲咩先知，我就將佢列咗出嚟。
那我就把那些王做王做王在王位多久，把王位传了给谁，有 哪一些先知，这些事情都记了下来。
这个对我后来读旧约很有帮助。
这个对我后来读旧约很有帮助。
我亦都将圣经里面一些对我很有帮助的话我自己记录下来。
我也将一些圣经上面对我有很有帮助的话我记了下来。
这些都是我自己读经的一些心得。
这也是我一些读经的心得。
亦都可以给弟兄姐妹参考一下。
也能够让弟兄姐妹参考一下。
多谢主给我这段时间跟弟兄姐妹交通。
感谢主给我这段时间跟弟兄姐妹交通。
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
虽然我们的时间给我们的限制啊，我们没有办法能。
Even though because of the time limit, we don't have enough time or that we cannot share abundantly.
但是我们总是很清楚地看到一件事。
But we can see one thing very clearly.
什么时候我们跟神的话语发生一个很紧密的那个关系。
Whenever we have a close relationship with the Word of God.
弟兄姊妹们，你能发觉一件事。
And brothers and sisters, then you will find out about this.
我们心思里头的重担呢，就不见了。
The burden within our heart will disappear.
换一句话来说。
In other words.
就是说，让神借着他自己的话，在我们的里面成为我们的那一个心思里头所充满的。
For God to use His words to fill our heart.
就没有什么重担可以把我们捆绑。
Then there will be no burden that can bind us.
我可以这样说。
And I can say this.
当我们开始读经的时候，慢慢我们会发觉读经好像是很麻烦的一件事。
When we first start reading the Bible, we might find it very bothersome.
当然有很多的原因会造成这个。
There are many reasons that could cause us to.
但是最大的一个原因是你不懂圣经里边要表达的那个事物。
But the biggest reason is that you do not understand what the Bible is trying to express.
我记得从前我们有个同学。
And I remember I would have a fellow student.
他刚信主。
And he just believed in the Lord.
他要读经。
And he wanted to read the Bible.
那他就拿着圣经，就按照平常一般读书的那个习惯，就从最开头就来读了。
So he would read the Bible like he is reading a book, starting from the beginning.
当他一读到起初神创造天地，他就火了。
So when he read that in the beginning God created heaven and earth, that he was confused.
他说怎么会有这样的事情
？Then he would say, how could that be?
他就把圣经扔了，不再读了。
And then he would just give up and not read the Bible anymore.
但是后来他又觉得，信了主，虽然我不接受那个，但是我也得知道神说话的内容啊。
But then he thought.Since I believed in the Lord, even though I cannot accept that, but I have to understand or know what's the content of God's word.
所以他就说，以前那这样从创世纪一开始是读的这样的昏头昏脑，那我再重新来，我就不从创世纪开始。
So because he thought to himself, because it was so confusing when he started to read the book of Genesis, so
this time, 就从新约开始了。
He would start in the New Testament.
糟糕，新约一开始。他又火了。
So, but very pitifully, in the beginning of the New Testament, he was also very confused.
亚伯拉罕的儿子，大卫的儿子，耶稣基督的家谱。
It's the son of Abraham, son of David, and the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
人说亚伯拉罕生以撒，以撒生雅各，雅各生他，十二个，生以色列十二个。兄弟
and then Abraham begotten Isaac, Isaac begotten Jacob, and Jacob has the 12 12 children.
他又活了吗？
And then he was confused.
说圣经是这样的。圣经是这样的。
And then he said, oh, the Bible is like this.
弟兄姊妹们，这是他最起初的时候的光景。
And brothers and sisters, this is the very beginning.
当然他也经过好多的挣扎。
And then he went through many struggles.
慢慢他读了。
So gradually he kept on reading.
读明白了。
And he understood.
读清楚了。
And he was clear.
他就说了。
And then he said,
再没有一些的书籍比圣经更宝贵了。
He said, no other books are as precious as the Bible.
怎么会有这样大的那个转变？
How could there be such a big change?
因为平常我们接触神的话的时候，我们是接触那个表面。
Because usually when we touch upon the word of God, we touching upon it very superficially.
我们没有掌握神说话的那个目的。
That in order to grab hold of the purpose of God's word.
所以许多事情好像跟神说的话跟我们是完全不搭调的。
So a lot of things of the related to the words of God has nothing to do with us.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神。我们没有忍耐，神有忍耐。
We don't have the patience, but God has the patience.
他慢慢的在那里一次再次的给我们提醒。
Time and time again, he reminds us.
我们就一次又一次的起头读圣经。
And time after time, we will begin to read the Bible.
等到一天，神的灵开我们的窍。
Until one day, the Spirit of God will open up our understanding.
我们里面发亮了。
And then we are enlightened.
哎呀，我们觉得神的话太宝贝了。
And then we feel that God's words are so precious.
最近我们在基督学房里头一些同学，我跟一些同学们一同来读神的话。
And recently I was reading the Bible with the students in the Academy of Christ.
我让他们读完了以后要给我写一个报告。
And ask them to write a report for me after they read the passages.
前两个礼拜收到一个弟兄写来的报告。
In a few weeks ago, I received a report from a brother.
他说什么话呢？
And what did he say?
他说，老师啊，实在对不起，迟延了交卷。
He said, teacher, I'm very sorry for delaying the report.
原因乃是从前我读圣经没有用心。
But the reason is that I did not put any effort to read the Bible before.
尤其是旧约。
Especially the Old Testament.
创世纪更不用说。
And not to say about the book of Genesis.
这次读创世纪。
And this time when I read the book of Genesis.
按照要求读了。
And I read it according to the requirement.
又叫做指定的那些参考资料来思考了。
And also, I meditate upon them with the references.
他说感谢主，创世纪好像向我打开了。
And he said, thank the Lord, it's as if the book of Genesis has
opened up for me. 我才发觉里面是那样的丰富。
And then I found out it's so abundant within.
那样的宽广。
It's so vast.
他是用了两个，他用两个字来形容。
And he used two words to describe it.
我这一两个礼拜完全给创世纪来轰炸了。
He said, I'm bombarded by the book of Genesis these 2 weeks.
现在要我写个报告，我都不知道从哪里开始。
Now that I need to write a report, I do not know where to begin.
哎呦，太丰富了。
Because it's indeed very abundant.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主。
Brothers, we thank the Lord.
神的话语是隐藏着神好多的丰富的心意在里头。
Because the words of God consist of the abundant will of God within.
我们起初从表面上去接触它，我们不太容易了解。
In the beginning, we just touched upon the surface. That's why it's hard for us to understand.
当我们坚持下去的时候，
but if we persist,
圣灵的扶持帮助，
the support,
把神的话语向我们一解开，
and the help of the Holy Spirit will open up God's word.
弟兄姊妹，你就看见里面的那些荣耀丰富。
And then you will see the glory and the abundance within.
你就看到神的智慧能力。
And you will see the wisdom and the ability, a power of God.
你更看见神对人的那一份恩情和忍耐并怜悯。
And you will see the grace and the love and the mercy of God toward men.
弟兄姊妹们， 我们那个弟兄说是给神的话轰炸了。
And our brother said that he's bombarded by the words of God.
我不知道是不是还有些更实际的话来说。
And I'm not sure if there's any other more concrete words to describe it.
如果用着他的那个想法来放在我自己的过去的一些经历来说。
If we use his thinking to put it into my past experiences,
我就不是说神的话轰炸我。
I wouldn't say that the word of God bombarded me.
我就说神的话把我捧到天上去。
That I would say the words of God exalt me to the heaven.
我们实在感谢神。
We thank our Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，这是许许多多的弟兄姊妹们都走过的路。
And this is a path that has been walked on.
我们开始的时候，你不走上上下下的路，我就不相信。
I would not believe it if you did not have your ups and downs while you walk on this path.
但是你不让那些上上下下的情绪来影响你继续的寻求神的话。
But if you don't let these ups and downs to affect you about your pursuit after God's words,
我又能保证一件事。
Then I can guarantee this.
你又找到一条真的是康庄大道。直到神的宝座在那里。
Then you can find this open, wide way of going directly to God.
我想我们今天下午，我们这个分题就停在这里。
I think we'll end our topical sharing here.
明天、后天下午，我们继续在这一个方向来一步一步的晋升。
And we'll continue step by step tomorrow and the day after.
每天我都有一些弟兄姊妹 有些弟兄来交通到他们个人读经的那些经历。
Every day we'll have some brothers here to share with us about the experiences of studying the Bible.
但是我心思里头呢是准备第三天我少讲一点就多留一些时间，虽然已经是安排有弟兄来交通。
And my thought is that on the third day, I will speak less and let more brothers share.
但是我多留一点时间在那一段时候，所以那一段时间是开放给所有的弟兄姊妹们。
And then the time that saved, I would open up for all brothers and sisters to share.
所以如果主给你有感动，那你不想说，嘿，王弟兄没给我安排，我就是带个耳朵来。
So if you feel that God has touched you, even though Brother Wong has not asked me to share, I'll just bring my ear.
第三天礼拜天下午的那一个，我最幕后的那一段是开放给弟兄姊妹们。
So on Sunday afternoon, the very last time period, I'll open it up to our brothers.
你在这一个学习上面有点学习、有点经历的，你也可以上来和弟兄姊妹们交通一下。
If you have any experience or anything you'd like to share with brothers and sisters, you can come up and share.
我们有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，感谢你带领我们经过这一段时候。
Well, we thank you for leading us past this time.
主，求你借着圣灵在我们的里面给我们有更深的看见。
Lord, may you through the Spirit let us have a deeper seeing within us.
让我们在很基础的事情上面，我们和你中间有一个非常美好的学习。
So through these fundamental matters that we can have a better learning in you.
很准确的操练。
And a very correct exercise.
叫我们这些人实在的被你带到和你心意的地步。
So that we can truly be led to where you want us to be.
能成就你心意里面所要做成的一切。
So that we can accomplish what's in your heart desire.
主，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to you.
但愿我们的主，我们都能成为你手中合用的器皿。
Lord, may all of us can be the vessels that's suitable for your use.
求你先在你的话语上面造就我们。
May you first use your words to edify us.
叫我们整个的人是扎根在你自己的话语的当中。
So that we can be rooted in your words.
我们仰望我们的主。
We look to our Lord.
谢谢你带领我们。
We thank you for leading us.
仰望你继续带领我们。
We look to you for your continued guidance.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in our Jesus Lord Christ's name.
Amen. 好。 好，谢谢，明天下午再见。
We'll see you tomorrow.